You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
John, I'm glad you've said that, because I did some homework yesterday, and whilst the champion ratings aren't everything, they are a guide as to where these players sit. And it's as good a guide as, if you want to know who's the 200th best player in the competition, the best guide you're going to get is go to the ratings on champion data, and it will give you an indication. Of course, it's not perfect, but I looked at every player that's been traded and every pending trade and where they rate on the champion system, and it is underwhelming. Like, if we, so to use your language, like, they've been largely average players, I think that's fair, looking for opportunities. But players are traded for a reason. I mean, we don't get big star name players traded often because the clubs are desperate to keep them. So mainly these players, I'm going to say 95% of them are players that are looking for other opportunities because it hasn't worked for them at their own club. Now, be that through their own poor form, be it a little bit of injury, be it a contract dispute, there's different reasons for that.
There
but
is.
When you look at where they rate and the pool of players that have been traded and the ones that are pending today with lots to get done, it's pretty underwhelming. So champions ratings go to 663 players. I want to take you through where all of the players that have been traded sit and the ones that are pending as well. And I think you're going to be pretty surprised if club supporters are out there going, these players are going to come in and make a giant difference. You'd be a bit misguided in that thinking.
Well, and we know that a couple will. And that's just the reality of opportunity. First year into a new system and the spark that can be provided. We've seen it in the past, and we'll continue to see that into the future as well with these players that have been traded. In some ways, it's... when you look at what the AFL and the way, I think it was more around free agency though, Cornsy, when the AFL first came out and said, okay, we're creating unrestricted free agents, restricted free agents to give these guys that are on the cusp of playing, you know, they're the players that are in and out of the side a little bit, they might be looking for an opportunity. They've been in the system for the 6 to 8 years, hasn't worked, they're looking for an opportunity. And in some ways, this is the way the trade period has played out for the AFL in the realm of the player that is playing some senior footy. They play between 5 and 15 games a year. They've shown a little bit, but over the bulk, they just haven't been able to get the job done consistently for the reasons you mentioned before. And there are usually a number of reasons that flow through that. So this now creates, it's been perfect for that player, this trade period. And now we wait and see, as I said, to the outcome of today and whether the 5 to 10 trades get done throughout today as well. They're not huge names, but reality is they could fit a nice little role for your club. And that's why we talk about Port Adelaide and the players they're after. Fulfill a need. They're not going to be the stars, but they fulfill a need to possibly help them take that final step of making a grand final potentially.
Of